I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Welcome back, Dirtbags, to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Kirk and Nolan in the studio as always, and of course, Nolan is actually in the studio, and I'm down to my final 3 weeks over here in France of coaching and doing development and happen to do the call-in part of my show. So thank you as always for staying with us and supporting us, and a good announcement tonight to add on to the show is we're happy to welcome aboard the Rip Grip Pro. It's a hitting training product that we're strongly behind and believe in for young hitters, old hitters, pro hitters, all ages. They're going to be hopping on and doing a commercial with us and sponsoring us, and so we greatly appreciate them being a part of the nation, and welcome aboard. Welcome aboard. We're working on some other exciting projects as well right now, so we're hoping to make an announcement, Nolan and I, in the next couple of weeks before November anyways. So stay with us, and then keep you updated as we always do on products that we believe in and support. We're trying to help those small companies out, and again, it's exciting. So anyways, let's get back to today's show for sure. Obviously, lots of stuff to talk about. Hey, if you're Jays fans, if you're Cardinals fans, some disappointment, devastating disappointment for sure. Mets fans as well, obviously. Tampa Bay just kind of went out with a squeak last week. But, hey, we'll talk about that a little bit. Nothing too in-depth. Everybody knows it. You've been talking about it for the last week, so since it's happened, and half a week anyway. So we'll get going with what's happening on with the division series. And any highlights, nothing too major. Whatever it happened, but a couple of big or one big signing anyways that happened this week that we'll talk about, and we'll go from there. So anyways, again, thank you for being a part of the nation. Nolan, I can't thank you enough for supporting us, believing in us, and being a part of it. Send your questions, keep sending them to us. Send them into us all the time. You know we'll answer them. We'll either do it live with you one-on-one, or we'll do it here on the podcast. Hey, either way, it doesn't matter to us. We're going to be doing it. So, hey, get that favorite drink. Take care of business. We'll be right back here after the break, ready to get up, get after it, and get dirty, as we always do. So we'll be back here in a minute. Stay tuned.
This special report is sponsored by Coca-Cola. Summer is here, and Burger King will help you beat the heat all season long with the newest frozen Fanta flavor. What is it, you ask? Well, the mystery has finally been solved. The newest frozen Fanta flavor is strawberry shortcake. Its color may be electric green, but this cool drink is packed with juicy, refreshing strawberry flavor. Easy for grab-and-go adventures, frozen What the Fanta strawberry shortcake is your sidekick to summer. Whether you're headed to the park, the beach, the pool, or just trying to stay cool, stop in or hit up the drive-thru at Burger King and try the chilling, thrilling, frozen What the Fanta strawberry shortcake for just $1 plus tax. It's no mystery that your refreshment is guaranteed. So go ahead, quench your thirst with a frozen What the Fanta strawberry shortcake for just $1 plus tax. Only at Burger King. Have it your way. Not valid in Alaska or Hawaii. This special report was brought to you by Coca-Cola.
Progressive presents Forest Metaphors, about bundling your home, auto, and other vehicles.
Any sports fan knows defense wins championships. Your championship is your boat, motorcycle, RV, or ATV. And your best defense is the round-the-clock protection offered by Progressive, which is like having a goalie, a 7-foot shot-blocking specialist, and a linebacker all wrapped into one. Which, to circle back, means you're going to win the championship. Because, you know, defense.
Forced Metaphors, presented by Progressive. Bundle and protect today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Are you looking for solutions for health and wellness at home? Please visit antiagingbed.com. They are on a mission to use proven technology to provide you with healthy solutions to many conditions that affect all of us physically and mentally. Use promo code wellness for your discount. antiagingbed.com. Technology proven to help you feel your best. Use promo code wellness, antiagingbed.com. Feel your best.
Staples has everything for school at great prices. So this year, you won't go back to school. You'll be ready to move forward into art class.
A 4-foot replica of the Statue of Liberty using elbow macaroni?
With glue and art supplies from Staples.
By tomorrow.
This week, Crayola 24-count crayons, Staples comp books, and 2-pocket poly folders are each just 50 cents. Get everything on your list at amazing prices. This year, go forward to school with Staples. Shop in-store, online, or buy online and pick up in-store. Ends 9-10, limit 30.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. And like I said before the break, you know what, Nolan, let's not fool around. Let's get it out of the way because I know we're still fired up about it. The wild card series, or lack thereof series. You know, let's just do the Tampa. Let's get it out of the way. Tampa Bay and Cleveland. Wow. I mean, you kind of knew all season long with Tampa Bay that the offense never found its footing. It finally caught up with them after all this year, or all these years, and you know what was it? 25 innings, 24 innings, whatever it was, scoreless. You know, how do you put that on the board? I mean, we spoke highly about the Guardians pitchers, young pitchers, and Bieber as a veteran, if you will, or whatever. But to put goose egg after goose egg after goose egg between the starters and the relievers, did you see that one coming?
Yeah, I mean, you knew Cleveland had a legitimate bullpen. I definitely didn't see one run in 24 innings. Like that was a bit of a shocker to me. Like I understand weather was cold. Obviously, it's not really a hitter friendly confines at Progressive Field there. But I mean, still, like you gotta show up at least one run 25 innings or 24 innings. Sorry, and it's not even like they were really like. Outside of obviously the extra innings, like they weren't really even putting any sort of pressure on Cleveland too much. Like, I don't know. It just wasn't a great series overall. Cleveland did exactly what you expected them to do. Like, I don't think it was any shocker that they were going to win the series. I was kind of surprised though. Like, obviously Oscar Gonzalez hits the home run in the 15th inning to walk him off of Corey Kluber. But yeah, like it just didn't seem like either team really wanted to win that that second game, because even Cleveland, they had a bunch of opportunities to walk it off and bases loaded, nobody out in what I think the 8th inning of game 2 there. And of course, yeah, they didn't score any runs on that opportunity, a strikeout and then a double play. Like you got to at least manufacture one run, whether it's a suicide squeeze or something like that. Like you're in the playoffs, you're in the 8th inning, you got to do something.
They definitely got work to do on that offensive side in the offseason. They gotta get to the party with that. Everybody knows, I mean, the pitching's there. They got Glasnow back. I mean, he's going to be fine for next year and that, I have to assume. So, but they got to get to the table and they got to get that done, because, again, you don't want to become that team that always makes the playoffs or whatever but can never get it done after that, right? Like, it seems like since, you know, Kevin Cash pulled Blake Snell 2 years ago, it hasn't been really pretty for them. I mean, yeah, they get the wins of the regular season, but there's nothing in the playoffs. So, hey, they got work to do. Let's go ahead. Mets, Padres. What do you do if you're the Mets right now? Man, game one, Scherzer gives up four bombs. I don't think anybody in the world sees that coming. And you got to hope it's an aberration, right?
Yeah, it's four bombs, seven runs. I mean, that's not his career postseason MO. Like, that to me, that's an aberration, like you said. Obviously, he does let up the long ball. I mean, he's been known for that throughout his career. He's a guy that he just goes right at hitters. Difference is when there's seven runs in what I think it was five innings or something like that he pitched, doesn't look too good on the stat line, especially at home. You take the L. Trent Grisham all of a sudden looks like the Trent Grisham, the prospect that everybody kept on talking about, because I never seen this Trent Grisham. Like, what did he go, 423 or something like that, two home runs, four or five RBIs in the DS. Like, guy had a hell of a series batting out of the nine hole. And I mean, even that game three nonsense that they tried to pull there with Joel Musgrove absolutely shoving, like, that to me, that just pissed me off. Like, you're down and out. Don't start crying to the umpires about, oh, he's using a foreign substance behind his ear, in his hair, in his glove, wherever they were trying to get him to say that he was using some sort of foreign substance. No, in case you haven't noticed, Joe Musgrove has been shoving all year, and you guys just got diced up. Like, don't sit there and try and cry to the umpires saying, oh, well, you know what? We spent $300 million on this team. We're entitled to win. Newsflash, you still suck. You're still the Mets. I don't know, man. The Mets to me, they're the same boat. Every year they can make the playoffs and they can manage to blow it in the first round, or they don't make the playoffs because of stupid managerial decisions. This one I'm not blaming on Showalter. Obviously, Max Scherzer, I mean, you're paying him what, $50 million a year almost to pitch in the playoffs, and he got rocked. Like, I don't know. It's going to be an interesting year for free agency, though, for the Mets, because they're losing some major guys off of that roster.
Yeah, absolutely, right? It's work to be done, and you hit the nail on the head. Hey, you want to be a perennial championship team? Just go about your business and don't play those games like you said. Keep your mouth shut. Have your opinions. Hey, you know what? You want to take care of it behind the scenes? Go ahead and take care of it behind the scenes or whatever and stuff like that. No problem. But exactly right. If you want to be that perennial championship leadership team, you just got to go and do it. Go and put it on the field and do it. Absolutely. Cardinals, Phillies. Phillies walk into Butch and take two in a row. And again, against basically a non-existent Cardinals. Now, hey, I think we saw it trending, other than Albert Pujols, more or less over the month of September. Arenado was okay and stuff like that, but okay, not great. Goldie had disappeared, obviously. We had talked about that several times. I think they just kind of hit in the playoffs like they did in September, right? They just had no oomph.
They didn't hit is what you mean to say.
Outside of Pujols. Exactly right. Yeah, like, they didn't hit. So that's exactly what I'm saying. Yeah, and I mean, and Philly walked in and didn't do anything fancy, but they pitched great. Wheeler, Noah, two great performances. Shut them down, as you see quite often in the playoffs, and offense did just enough to win it, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not surprised at all that Philly goes into St. Louis, beats them. They had the better record head-to-head in the regular season. Nola and Wheeler, obviously, right up at the top end for 1-2 punch in baseball. Like, those guys, they're great pitchers. Obviously, both aces. They got the track record behind them. St. Louis can't touch fast pitching. I mean, that's Zach Wheeler in a nutshell. They blow the... Like, the worst part is, we talked about this a couple weeks ago about showing stats and how that's just horrible karma. Game one, 93-0 Cardinals went up by two runs in the ninth inning of a playoff game, and now it's 93-1. Like, just don't show that stat. Don't do it. That's terrible karma. We talked about it. They should know better. But I don't know, man. No, like I said, though, if you're a smart bettor, you're betting on Philadelphia. Obviously, me, I said I'm going with my heart. I was taking St. Louis. But, I mean, the writing was on the wall. The offense wasn't hidden. Philadelphia came in, they got the job done, they shoved.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Philly moves on to play the Braves. We're not going to get done this before the break, but we'll go as deep into the Blue Jays and the Mariners as we can. If we got to pick it up in the second segment, we'll just carry on and then get into the highlights and then finish up with the division series for you. But exactly right. Mariners go into Canada, into the Dome, into what should have been a hostile environment. You and Braden were there for game one. You saw game one when basically Castillo just did what the trade deadline he was supposed to do, silence the Jays. Then all of a sudden the 8-1 come from behind after what, 4-6 and 4-8 to come back and win that game, game two. All I'm going to say real quick is, Vladdy, if you're going to talk about it being your house, don't go out there and have about a 120 playoff batting average. You haven't done anything yet, dude. You haven't done anything yet. You got to shut your mouth and start winning some big games and start doing it consistently before you can talk like that. I don't know, man. What did you see? You guys were there live in game one. What did you see?
Yeah, let's put it this way. Game one, Seattle comes out. Julio Rodriguez starts it off. I think it was a double down the line. Three batters later, Cal Raleigh makes it a 3-0 game on a home run. That was it. Game was over. Jays Stadium was silent. Yeah. Like, Rogers Center was actually silent pretty much right after that. Because Castillo pitched like the $100 million man that he is. Like, there's a reason why he just got that contract extension. The guy just
pitched it.
He went in there hitting 98, 99 consistently. Like, there's a reason why they signed him to that $100 million contract. And yeah, like, we'll talk about this series a bit more after the break.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
So like we were saying before the break, I mean, yeah, that Jays-Mariners series, no real surprise to me. Figured Seattle was going to come in. They were going to do exactly what they did. Game one, obviously the pitching, they dominated Toronto. Game two now, I don't think anybody saw that coming. Toronto gets up 8-1 early. What was it, fifth inning? They're all of a sudden pulling Kevin Gausman. It was a 8-1 lead. Bases were loaded. The reliever comes in. I can't even remember who the reliever was off of the top of my head. Meza.
Tim Meza.
So they wanted to switch Carlos Santana around, get him batting from the right side instead of from the left side. First pitch spikes at about 15 feet in front of the plate. So, of course, now all of a sudden it's an 8-2 game. Next pitch, down and out fastball. Carlos Santana turns on a three-run bomb, 8-5. Jay Stadium, you hear it. It's starting to get quiet. No one's rocking. You're still up 8-5 going into the sixth inning. Nope. That was a quiet building. Best part is you see Jays fans leaving the stadium after the game. They lose it 9-8, right? Everybody was just like, we're so used to this as Toronto fans. Outside of the Raptors in 2019, we're like, we don't even know why we get our hopes up. Every year, Toronto sports manages to choke away a huge lead, a la the Toronto Maple Leafs, where everybody gets their hopes up. The Toronto Blue Jays, I don't really know why fans get their hopes up. You look at that team, you look at Seattle. I mean, like I said last week, I had Seattle winning that series regardless. Like, Seattle, to me, on paper, is just a better team. I love their bullpen. I like the way that their offense is. Toronto's pretty one-dimensional, and if they can't hit, then they're buggered.
Yeah, I mean, I was on record seeing the Jays, right? I was feeling pretty good for the first four innings on Saturday after the 8-1 lead or whatever. But let's talk about some other things, Dirtbags, and that. You're a young coach out there and stuff. Like no one was saying, you know, Jays, for example, Bichette, and Bichette doesn't talk. Whatever, not so he's good that way or whatever, but the base running mistakes over the last 4 to 5 weeks, same as Blatty and that. But you know what, tell your players to go play. Don't be talking crap, don't be talking trash, just go play, do it right. You know, communication situation, all that. Springer has to leave the game because him and Bichette collide on a pop fly. I know it's easy to sit there and go, oh, quarterback, coaching, or whatever you want to call it. No, let's be realistic, though. This is what we do. This is what we do as baseball. There's your prime example. Not just, I got it. I got it at an amateur game. I got it at a college game. Well, not a college game, but an amateur game where you maybe have 50 people there or whatever. But wild card playoff game, 50,000 people. How about, I got it. Right?
Well, to tell you the truth, honestly, he shouldn't have even been in the game. So game one, he gets smoked by Luis Castillo fastball right in the hand. Game two, you saw him rinsing every time he came up to the plate. Like, he strikes out. You see him basically swinging with one hand because he can't even get his, and the worst part is it's his bottom hand too, like his catching hand. So he can't even basically keep that on the bat. Jumps up, and I think it was the fourth inning, trying to rob Carlos Santana of extra bases. And, of course, the way that his hand hits off of the wall, you're like, oh, that's not good. You should probably take him out. Nah, you know what? We're going to leave him in the game. Okay, you know what? You got better defensive outfielders on the bench and faster defensive outfielders on the bench. Oh, no, we're going to keep him in the game so he can strike out again and swing one-handed. And, yeah, then that happens. You're like, what the hell? Like, as a non-Blue Jays fan, I'm just sitting there looking at it. I'm like, this is why John Schneider won't be hired back. Like, that is just horrible management. Horrible. I couldn't believe that he, like, you can clearly see, I don't care if he's your highest paid free agent of all time. Like, at the end of the day, you're trying to win a series. Don't sit there with a hamstrung center fielder, basically, because the guy can't swing a bat and he can't catch a ball because his hand is broke, basically. Well, I'm assuming it was probably broken. I'm surprised it wasn't. Like 99 miles an hour off of the back of your hand where you're grabbing onto the bat. That to me is amazing at the fact that he didn't break his hand. But anyways, yeah, no, like it was just terrible management.
Yeah, exactly right. And I mean, hey, kudos to the Mariners because the Jays were able to bail in on that Luis Castillo trade deadline as well. They've been on him the last couple of years or whatever. They just didn't want to give up now. So, hey, you know what? You're sitting at home now. You're watching while they're playing. Maybe they lose out to the Astros. I don't know, but they've got it for the next 2-3 years. So, you know what? Good for them. Good for them. So, bottom line is, their bag's exactly right. Three out of those four series have to be huge disappointments. Always going to be winners and losers, you know, happy and disappointments for sure. But when your team goes 2-0, three out of those four series, that's a lot of disappointment going on. So just the Mets and the Padres go to 3. So there you go. Unexpected. I got to be honest, for myself speaking, unexpected. But hey, that's where that is, the wild card. Hey, we got a couple of updates no one wants to get into, and then we're going to get into the division series where we're at, obviously, after game one. The Phillies and the Braves got postponed today because of inclement weather, but we'll go from there. So, Nolan, I know you wanted to jump in with a general manager hiring and a real good situation going on down there in Atlanta just this week.
Yeah, so I mean, this is just a regular manager hire as well, but we got Rob Thompson. He got announced for a 2-year contract, so that puts him through 2024. So that was obviously a pretty good indication that this guy's been doing it the right way. Like, came in, he was 65-46 to finish up the year. Obviously helps the Phillies get into the playoffs, beat the Cardinals in the wild card series. Now they're in the divisional series against Atlanta. But I mean, yeah, that 2-year contract, that's obviously big. Obviously he was just an intern, so that's huge for him. But for the general manager hire, we got Pete Pudula. I have no clue how you pronounce that last name. I'm not going to lie to you guys. But anyways, he was hired on as the Giants general manager. He was the former assistant general manager for the Houston Astros. He'd been with the Astros for 12 years, and it was he was in his third year as the assistant general manager with the Astros. He's 33 years old. Obviously, you're looking at basically the track record. Ever since he got there, I mean, obviously the Astros have had a good team. Like, no two ways about it. First job coming out of college, probably, and now, yeah, obviously, I mean, general manager for the San Francisco Giants. Hopefully he can right the ship. He's walking into a tough situation, though. You got Carlos Rodon, who I think everybody and their mother knows that he's going to opt out. No reason for him to stick around on the, what is it, a 1-year, $22 million contract or something like that after the way that he pitched this year. Like, he was lights out again. Obviously stayed healthy. So, I mean, that'll be a tough one for him. You got an aging core, obviously Brandon Crawford, Brandon Belt. I just don't know what the heck they're going to do down there. Like, it's a tough situation to walk into. Good thing is, you know, San Fran has money and you know that they like to spend the money.
Well, you hope so, right? They got it there. So you hope that discussion happened. Obviously, he's coming from a program that, you know, knows what he can afford, knows how to spend properly, knows how to use the analytics, probably top three in the whole league with that department. Their postseason record has shown it over the last 7 years. So it's as simple as that. I think it worked both ways. Hopefully San Francisco will give him a little bit of flexibility to go out and get the players he wants to do with the financial commitment. And he gives San Francisco, you know, an educated and well-trained guy that knows how to budget the money, knows what it takes, and knows what type of player's looking for. So great job both ways. But yeah, carry on. I'll let you get to the Atlanta side talk.
Yeah, so I mean, Alex Anthopoulos obviously learned from his experience with the Toronto Blue Jays of basically trading away anybody that was young and you can build a future around, to all of a sudden, well, you know what? Instead of trading all these guys, I might as well just sign them to these massive extensions in either their first or second year, it seems like, with what he's doing with kind of everybody. Because Spencer Strider is the newest one to get locked up to a long-term contract. 6 years, $75 million. Obviously, he's, in my opinion, I think he's still going to be Rookie of the Year. Obviously, Michael Harris had a heck of a year. But, I mean, like, Spencer Strider, fastest to 200 strikeouts. Numbers across the board were legit. He looks like he's going to be a legitimate ace to frontline starter at the very least for the foreseeable future. But, yeah, you're looking at that contract and you're like, yeah, this makes a lot of sense. And it's just par for the course for what they've done.
Excellent. Excellent job, man. It's funny you brought up the Blue Jays thing or whatever. Because, yeah, I mean, since he's been there, and he was a great general manager with the Blue Jays too. And that, like, you know, sure, he gave away some players and stuff like that. But, like we always talk about, Nolan, you can't bash the general manager after the fact, because he also got them to the playoffs. He got Josh Donaldson out of that, and really most of those players that he gave away for Donaldson to the Oakland Athletics back at that time, they never panned out. You know, yes, he had made some other trades, but at the end of the day, they got there to the playoffs around 2015 to 2016 and stuff like that. So you're always happy when you're in the playoffs, right, and good runs. So, hey, you know, he spent some time with the Dodgers, learned a bit more again about that, and then he's looked great with the Braves. I mean, he's got a World Series. He's legitimate. He's down one game right now. We know that, but he's got a great team, probably a better team right now than he had a year ago. Spencer Strider, you've got to be loving life, young man. I'm loving life, man. If I'm that kid, I am one happy camper. So hopefully it stays through the playoffs. Hopefully it carries on through the playoffs. So, but Dirtbags, when Noah and I come back for the third segment, we are going to be talking about exactly that, the division series. Obviously, like I said, one game is down for each of them. Braves, Phillies have already been rain delayed today, canceled today. So we'll pick it up. We'll talk about it. We'll see where we're at, and we'll see what kind of predictions we can make in the next segment. So stay with us. Get that favorite drink, and we'll be right back.
Progressive's Home Quote Explorer lets you easily compare our direct rates with multiple companies. Now that we've covered something you could do, it's time for sports stuff you definitely could not do.
If you were head coach, you would not have gone for it on fourth down. Your confidence in your play calling ability might be a little overblown, considering you're barely confident in which restaurant to order takeout from, let alone choosing a play in front of 70,000 screaming fans.
But you definitely can use Progressive's Home Quote Explorer to easily compare rates. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states.
TracFone wants to know, are you an influencer, a big live streamer? No? Then guess what? You don't need an endless data plan. Get just the right amount of data with TracFone's $40 unlimited talk and text smartphone plan. Now with 8 gigs of high-speed data and unlimited carryover on America's largest, most dependable network, now with 5G. Get the data you need at the price you want. TracFone Wireless. Now you're in control. Available at major retailers. 5G-compatible device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at TracFone.com.
If you work remote, Staples has you covered.
Stylish office decor to turn my finished basement into a complete workspace solution.
Staples has you covered.
A desk that's all business, but not too businessy.
Staples has you covered. And now at Staples, take up to 50% off select chairs and up to 75% off select desks. Plus, with 25% off Staples furniture support, we'll assemble your new furniture and guarantee it against wear and defects. Explore solutions for your remote workspace at Staples. Ends 9/3, in-store only.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
You know what a booster shot can be like? Charging a cell phone. Just like a cell phone charger helps restore your battery, a booster is given after a primary series vaccination to enhance or restore protection against COVID-19. which wanes over time. Boosters are recommended for people 5 years and older. Schedule a booster appointment as soon as eligible. You can even make the appointment on your phone, as long as it's charged. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Welcome back, Dirtbags, and time to get after it, Nolan, get a little dirty with the division series. So let's go Braves and Phillies. You got a game in division series, 7-6 Phillies.
Yeah, I mean, Max Fried did not shove. Pitching in front of the home crowd, obviously he's been that guy basically throughout his career in terms of being consistent, at least in the playoffs. Like, every time it seems I'm watching a Max Fried playoff game, it's always a good pitching duel. He's usually going 5-6 strong, one earned run, two earned runs type of deal. I don't even know what happened yesterday, because that was not Max Fried. Letting up a six spot in 3 1/3 innings, 8 hits, 1 walk, 2 Ks. Like, whew, that was a tough start. Now, mind you, I give the Braves a lot of credit. They almost came back. Down, obviously, 7-3 going into the ninth inning. They put up the 3 spot, making an interesting game. But Philadelphia, like, they just came out. They're ready to rock and roll. Castellanos apparently figured out how to hit now in the DS. Because the wild card series, the Cardinals held him in check. But yeah, yesterday, 3 for 5, 3 RBIs. Like, whew, dude was hot yesterday.
And on that same rate, there, the Phillies are putting up those runs without Kyle Schwarber getting hot yet. Swinging any kind of, even getting lukewarm. They're getting out of the frozen syndrome. So, you know, but from young Alex Bohm, great to see him rolling again for them. And it's been talked about and documented and validated quite often with, you know, exactly what we're talking about. A brand new manager, first time ever, letting brand new players and young players be themselves so they understand who they are at the major league level. And understand that they can actually play at the major league level, right? Those young guys, I mean, have been able to step up and do their job. To some amount of success, which is related to the Phillies being in the playoffs, getting into the playoffs, and now being in the division series up 1-0.
Yeah, last year's World Series champs too, like in their building too. You're like, wow. But no, yeah, like you said though, it's interesting. Schwarber, I don't know what's up with them. Like, zero average throughout the postseason. Brandon Marsh, obviously. I mean, right now, if you're looking at it, I don't want to take Schwarber out of a lineup just because he led the National League for home runs. Absolutely. But you gotta think about it, because it's not like Schwarber's helping you out defensively. Like, Brandon Marsh, at least he'll help you out on the defensive side. And I mean, he's got a 400 average. Like, he swung a good enough bat in the wild card series where I think you're confident with him as a Phillies fan. But yeah, like Schwarber, I mean, he's got to get it rolling real fast.
That'd be tough. You know, right? We've all been there. I should say we've all been there. But if you've been there, Dirtbags or whatever, you know it's a heck of a lot easier when you're winning, right? Not to have to pull that guy up. If you're losing, hey, you know what? Something's got to change. I got to get you out of there, Kyle. So thanks for hitting all those home runs. I got to change the change the script and put a new lineup out there. But when you're winning, you can keep holding on. Mm-hmm. And you need to with a player like that, because once he gets hot, he's going to get rolling. I have to assume that. He's just too good of a player. And he's been there with the Chicago Cubs, so he knows it. So let's go ahead and jump over to the Mariners and Astros. Wow, the Mariners, baseball gods giveth, and the baseball gods taketh away. They get into the division series with a 8-run come from behind with the Jays. And they and don't quite give up 8, but give up a whole bunch in the 9th to the Astros to lose game 1. And Yordan Alvarez becomes what? The biggest historical moment in playoff history.
Yeah, they said in terms of win probability, swung 91% because of that walk-off home run. This is probably the first time that I'll call Scott Service an idiot. Why do you go to Robbie Ray?
I agree.
Like, you got a great bullpen full of dudes, And now I get it. Like, you went through a few guys. You went through Brash, Diego Castillo, Andres Munoz, Paul Sewald, and then Robbie Ray comes in the ninth, obviously lets up the three-run bomb. But you're just like, I don't care about the lefty-lefty with Yordan Alvarez because he proved it all year. It doesn't matter what side you're pitching from. I'm still going to take you up top. And he went up top. Like, that was a no-doubter. I mean, it was just one of those things, though. Like, you throw a 93-mile-an-hour cookie right down the, like, right down the middle of the plate. Middle of the thighs. You're going to get taken deep by anybody on that pitch. Just so happened that it was Yordan Alvarez. But, like, why go to a starting pitcher in the ninth inning trying to get a save there? Robbie Ray hasn't... I don't know when the last time Robbie Ray pitched out of relief was. Maybe his first year with Toronto? But even
bottom
that,
line
I don't know about
those
that.
Guys. No. It would have been bad with Arizona. So,
yeah.
And, but real quick on that one, right? There's a prime example of nobody ever being on a mound to feel what it is to be a pitcher in those situations. You're always going to deflect it. And every pitcher in the world knows that they're going to say, yeah, I wanted the ball right then. Yeah, I believe that I could do it right then. The bottom line is you're 100% right. You do want because you understand what is on the line. But the reality is, you are prepared to be a starter, not a reliever. And it's easy to say, well, if it had worked. For me personally, I still would have said that. Honestly, I still would have said that. Boy, that's a high-risk maneuver because he's trained to be a starter, not a high, high-leveraged, intense reliever. It didn't work. Wake up, and hopefully it's nothing more than that. Hopefully he can leave it, and he can come right back when it's time to start and get the job done. Julio Urias keeps rolling as the ace for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Gives up a few finally in the fifth, but boy, has he ever picked up the slack all season long for that Dodgers team. He gets the first win against the Padres. They're up 1-0. Hey, nothing fancy. Trey Turner doing what he's doing. Betts a little quiet. Freeman a little quiet. Will Smith, another big playoff guy, doing what he's doing. And things real quiet under the big horses from San Diego. What'd you see?
I saw a man earn a $350 million paycheck. Trey Turner is going to get paid. Like, he's going to get stupid money this offseason. Because that was, like, obviously Clevinger just threw, same thing, he threw him a cookie. Like, a 93-mile-an-hour sinker, basically, middle in, mid-thigh high. Trey Turner did exactly what you're supposed to do with it. You jump on that. You get the 1-0 lead. You're rocking in Los Angeles. Like you said, Urias, he's been consistent throughout. He's always had great success in the postseason. He's looking like that next ace whenever Clayton Kershaw is ready to give up the mantle. But, yeah, like it's showing complete confidence in the kid, obviously, going game one of their playoffs. Against a division rival in San Diego. San Diego, I mean, they came out. It wasn't like they came out flat necessarily, but it came out like they were still riding, beating the Mets, if you know what I mean. Like, it looked like they were thinking in the rearview mirror instead of, okay, now we got the juggernaut who just won, 112 games in the regular season of the Los Angeles Dodgers. Like, let's put some respect on them, too. But, I mean, I still have faith in, confidence. I shouldn't say faith. Confidence in the Padres starting pitching to keep the games at least close, same as what they did yesterday, a 5-3 lead or 5-3 game. Like, it's not like that's a blowout by any means. Obviously, you got Manny Machado who's been carrying the slack. You need Juan Soto to step up. Like, as the Padres, you need him. You traded half your future to try and get him. Well, you have left basically in the farm system. And you need him to finally do some, because up until this point, I have not really seen Juan Soto do a darn thing in the playoffs. Like, 267 average and 620 OPS. Like, that's not enough. You're talking about a guy trying to earn a $500 million contract or whatever he's going after. Like, you better step up and you better hit about three bombs the rest of the series and help your team actually make it onto the NLCS. Like, because right now I'm not too impressed with him.
Yankees, 4-1 over Guardians. Game one, Judge has three strikeouts and a walk. Rizzo does what he does, home run, after waiting all winter to get signed by them. Now he turns out great. Donaldson, we'll talk about Donaldson probably pretty quick or whatever, and out of donkey move or whatever, that could have cost him real bad. But Garrett Cole, 3 years after he signs, he finally gets the home start for the Yankees in Yankee Stadium, goes out and throws, what, six and a third, eight strikeouts, one earned run. Hey, go do the job, man. Go do the job. He got it done. Got it done. The Yankees are up 4-1.
And Harrison Bader hitting a bomb off of Cal Quantrill.
You're right.
So I mean, he was obviously supposed to be brought in for his defense. Barely played any games for New York down the stretch, but I mean, hell, yeah, he's made it farther than the Cardinals. So jokes absolutely. On us. But yeah, no, I mean, like you said, Rizzo, obviously good hitter, signed late in the offseason, but comes in, does exactly what he's supposed to do. Pulls that ball, gets the bomb. Obviously, Garrett Cole lets out the bomb to Stephen Kwan, like a guy that isn't really a home run hitter by any means. What did he have in the regular season? I think six or seven home runs. Like, you're not expecting him to jump the yard. So for him to be the only offensive piece, I don't know. Like we said about the whole Tampa Bay-Cleveland series, though, last series, as Cleveland, you need to step up. I get it, you're a young team. But your boys just got to step up and do something offensively. You guys were the team that struck out the least in baseball. You also hit the least amount of home runs. That means you should be able to manufacture some sort of runs, whether it be hit and runs, run and hits, bunts, sacrifice bunts, just doing something, right? Like, you're not going to win based off your power, so you got to win based on your speed and your creativity. So Cleveland, they better start to step it up, or else it's going to be a quick one.
So we got Josh Donaldson, what, leads off with the fifth inning? Thinks he's got the home run. And you know what? We've seen it. We've heard it before and stuff like that with different players and things like that. But again, you know, and then all the players, you read all the documents, oh, yeah, I thought it was out of the park off the bat. Da, 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 da. Bottom line was, it hits the top of the thing. He looks like a donkey jogging into second, thinking he's got a home run. Then ball, he's got a long single out of it, getting thrown out first. With the score 1-1, Dirtbags, holy Jesus, man. For the love of God, keep that tape and show your teams. If you're a coach out there, you're a parent of a player out there, show that. That's a former MVP in the Major League Baseball that's doing that. You better be 100% sure that's 25 woes packed in a playoff game. In a series that the Yankees need to win. They need to win this. Make no mistake about it. Will they survive without winning? Yes, they'll survive. They have no choice. But they need to win this series. And you're 1-1 and you make that play. Idiotic, inexcusable. Inexcusable. 40 seconds left, Nolan. Go on, your thoughts.
Worst part is the first base coach didn't help out the situation. Like, he also gave a handshake or a high five, whatever it was, to Josh Donaldson, thinking that it was a home run too. Like, your job as the first base coach is to also watch the ball to make sure, okay, hey, that was a home run or it wasn't. Like, he was just watching Donaldson, getting ready to give him the high five, not even helping out the situation. And then the pair of them are just pointing, hey, that's a home run. That's a home run. Newsflash, top of the wall, ain't a home run. You're out. Like you said, it's just idiotic. You're an MVP or former MVP. Be better, Donaldson.
Hey, we'll be right back with our final thoughts, Dirtbags, in a second.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Welcome back to our final thoughts. Dirtbags, Nolan, give them what you got.
Yeah, so I mean, this is for teams that aren't in the playoffs. Start getting ready to take one name off of the potential shortstop board. Sounds like the Red Sox and Xander Bogaerts are probably going to reach a contract extension before the end of the playoffs. They've met more than a couple of times, and it's sounding like there is mutual interest between the two of them, obviously getting something done, getting something to the finish line. I mean, that would be a huge name off of the market just in terms of what he does. Hit .307 this year, .337 on base, .456 slug, 15 bombs, 73 RBIs, which is actually probably his worst year in 3 or 4 years in terms of power production. But he's a guy that's like basically always ranking in the top 10 for average and home runs and RBIs and all those extra stats. Tough year for Boston all around, but as a Red Sox fan, I mean, I'm sure that they are, I'm sure that they're pretty happy to hear that news that, yeah, sounds like Xander Bogaerts might be staying in Boston.
Yeah, I'm happy as a baseball fan. I hope it works out for it as a baseball fan for sure. Hopefully it's something maybe, like you said, obviously, and then the numbers going down. So maybe you give him a higher per annual average, right? Go that way, a shorter term contract, higher annual average or whatever. So it works out to the numbers that he's looking for and that you can afford as well. And you meet there. So, but again, I do hope it comes to fruition. So stay in tune with that, Dirtbags. Pay attention to it. See what happens before the end of the month or the end of the World Series, like Nolan said. So, hey, if you're looking for Dirtbag swag, we've got a whole lineup of new hats, new hoodies, new tees, both adults and youth. Head on over to www.dirtbagbaseballnation.com for all the new apparel lineup. We're going to be adding products in November. We're going to be adding in the rope trainer for one. So we're excited about getting that up and going for November 1st. And hey, be sure to follow us on Instagram. We're revamping the page and providing a lot more content and interesting videos and things like that. So follow us at Dirtbag Baseball Nation on Instagram and YouTube or stay up to date with us. So, hey, you know what, Nolan? Unfortunately, it always comes every week, but it is that time. It's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty, Dirtbags. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.